I see that got movies on again this weekend. Do I see a movie about Elvis there?
Yes. So there we've got three really good movies coming up. We've got Elvis, and this is a biography musical drama directed by Baz Luhrmann.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Australian. It's based on the film, the life of rock and roll icon singer and actor Elvis Presley.
And has it got Tom Hanks in a fat suit? Did I see that somewhere?
Yeah, you wouldn't recognise them, hey, in the trailer. Yeah, Tom Hanks is in there, and the film is told from the perspective of his manager, and so Tom Hanks is the Colonel Tom Parker.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm. And when's that?
That's screening Saturday, 1st of October, 8 o'clock, and also Sunday as well at 4:30, and then this weekend, yeah. And then the other film we've got for this weekend is Millie Lies Low, and this is a New Zealand film. If anyone saw Cousins, it's got the actress that was in Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
And this one is about Millie. She's on her way from New Zealand to New York for a prestigious architecture internship. She suffers from anxiety, so she misses her flight in a moment of panic. And then she's got no money for another ticket, and she doesn't want to fess up to all her friends and family, so she ends up hanging low in her hometown so she can scrounge around getting some money for another ticket. But while she's doing that, she's using Instagram to convince all her family and friends that she's actually living the dream in New York City.
There's a particularly modern concept for a movie.
Yes, yeah. So that looks good. The trailer, all these trailers for these films as well are all on Raglan Movies website, so you can go and check them out and get a little bit of an idea of what the film is. And so that's screening at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and one show for the
one show. Yep. Mm. Hey, while we're talking about films, I see that you've set dates for the film festival, the Raglan Film Festival.
Did
you get the poster for that one in front of you?
No, I haven't. What are the dates there, Aaron? Have you got a poster in front of you?
No, I haven't either. We're doing good show.
We have a film festival coming up. So it's from the 10th to the 19th of November. So entries, we've extended the deadline.
Yep.
So if anyone out there is wanting to make a film or get something in on presented to the film festival team, you have until Monday the 17th of October.
Okay. Oh, you did that fine. That's good.
Yeah, I did. That's good. It's because I've been living and breathing the film festival for the last 6 months.
trying to get it. Yeah. Rework the dates and rework everything. Hopefully our lives have no more interruptions now.
Yes.
With
COVID
and all that.
Yeah, I think everything is starting to move forward a lot more.
Yeah.
That's good. We have also got this week we've got our opening of our Raglan Arts Weekend preview exhibition.
Okay.
So that opens on Friday.
And I've just heard back from Nikki. She is keen to do a chat about that, I think, tomorrow morning. So
great.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, yeah, Nikki is our coordinator for the Raglan Arts Weekend. So, yeah, we're just getting ready now in the gallery, and Jane Galloway and Mirren are here curating. We've got over 40 pieces of artwork that's been put together, and it looks amazing.
Mm.
So, yeah, can't wait to see this exhibition. It's been third time running this exhibition.
And
in anticipation of the Arts Weekend, which got cancelled.
But will finally, definitely be happening.
It will finally, definitely be happening. It's really exciting.
That's Labour Weekend that's happening, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But Nikki will tell you more about that when you talk to Nikki.
Awesome.
The lovely Nikki. What else have we got?
You've got a Monster Garage sale fundraiser.
Oh, yes.
I see.
Yeah. So the Old School Arts Centre, it's Raglan Old School Arts Centre, has no funding provided from it by any government agency or the Waikato District Council. So all of our operations is done through grants, and through operating as much as we can as a business through venue hire of the building, so through room hires and different things like this. And one of our significant, we have some amazing grant providers, as well Energy, Trust Waikato. You can go onto our website and see the full list of them all, as well as a lot of community business supporters as well. but one of our significant grant contributors has, our grant has been, that we receive each year has been reduced by about $14,000 per year. And so that really impacts a lot on the operations of the old school. So in terms of, you know, building, maintenance, power, everything that goes towards running a business and operation-wise. And so, yeah, so we need to do another fundraiser. So this one is our Monster Garage Sale fundraiser. We ran one about 2 years ago when we were shut down with COVID and had to reopen again to keep help to get the doors open. Otherwise, the old school was going to have to be closed. And that was really successful, and it was a lot of fun. We had an awesome volunteer team with Sherry and Maureen and Gillian organising, helping to organise that. And, we made, I think, in the range of about over 5,000. So
that's,
it was,
well.
That really went a long way keeping, you know, everything going here. So, yeah, we're doing it again. And so we're calling out for items for anyone that's doing the spring clean out. We're looking for the garage sale is going to be on Sunday the 6th of November. So, yeah, we're just asking everyone to look in their basements and garages for any unwanted or quality items, looking for books, garden items, plants, clothing, anything really.
When can we start electrical goods? Oh, sorry, no electrical goods.
And no DVDs and no CDs.
No CDs. No, don't bring them to the radio station either, folks, if you think you're going to dump them with us. Hey, when can we start bringing stuff round to the old school?
So we've got a specific time frame where delivery of items can only be between the 2nd and the 5th of November, and it'll be between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So that's the week leading up to it.
Okay.
And that means that everyone can, you know, drop off. So at the moment, we're just asking if everyone can just, you know, start clearing out and then just keep everything together and then, come by on the 2nd and the 5th of November.
Okay.
It'd be awesome.
Hey, completely different subject. I've just noticed that the North Island Backgammon Championship is going to be held at the Old School Arts Centre at the end of October.
Yes, and so Dermot Murtagh is organising the Backgammon Championship, so you could give him a call and talk about that. They meet on the fourth Friday of every month here.
So that's the local club
that's the local club here.
But now this is the whole North Island's coming to Raglan.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So if you want to be involved in that and actually do any competing with that, I think that's pretty much open to anyone. So just get in touch with Dermot.
Okay.
And you can contact the old school and we'll pass on his contact details.
He's the main organiser. Another one that's happening at the old school but you're not organising, I think, is I see on the Saturday the 8th is a creative business earning your living from doing what you love. This is some workshops happening, is it?
Yes, that's with Lynn Wilkins.
Lynn Wilkins,
And it's a combination, it's a collaboration between Raglan Ink Spillers and Arts Biz. Creative business, earning your living from doing what you love doing. So, yeah, there's a lot. It's all about the right and left brain, isn't it? Everyone can be very creative, but there's also, you've got to be supporting yourself as a business too as well.
You've got to eat, you can't just make art.
And Lynn is amazing. She's actually a performing artist herself. She's an amazing musician, and she's been involved with the creative industry in the sector herself. So
she's perfectly placed as an accountant and business mentor and a musician to talk about this stuff.
Totally. So, yeah, you should get in touch with Lynn as
well. I'll demand an interview.
That's on Saturday, 8th of October, 9:30 till 3 o'clock. So that'll be an invaluable workshop for anyone that's creative out there and wanting to get some extra skills and supporting their doing what they love.
Hey, another thing, I did see this month we just had there was a games night happened. Is that an ongoing thing or was that a one-off?
A lady called Donna Palmer was organising that, and I think she's organising another one.
I've just found the your schedule here. It says October the 14th. I'm just picking up. We didn't plan any half of the stuff I'm talking about now. I've just discovered it, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
What else have you got there that we need?
We've got a Sounds of India fundraiser happening on the 22nd of October. So that is, we're fundraising for the lift to finish off the back of the Whare Tapiti room out the back there. And this is going to be Sounds of India. So this is with Lester Silva. He will be on sitar, Basant Madhur and Akhil Madhur. And we've had a couple of these nights and they're always well attended. This includes also Amil, which includes a choice of dal, rice and bread, some chapatis and some Indian sweets.
The full deal, the full experience.
Yeah, yep, and first drink is included in the ticket price. So tickets are $40 per person, and there's a $5 discount for pre-sales and seniors and students. And the doors open for 4:30 for a 5 p.m. start. So if you're looking to come along to that, come and do pre-sale tickets. We're doing for those at the old school.
Yeah, I reckon that'll book out that one. Because there's food involved as well as entertainment.
Yes. Yeah, and it'll be a beautiful evening as well. Yeah. So
We're going to have Lester. Lester's going to be on the show that week as well. We're going to bring a sitar into the studio, so that'll be really cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that'll be awesome. So you'll get a little taste, a tease of what the night would be about.
Spirit of Christmas, Jacqueline, I hear that you're looking for artists, are you?
Yes, the Spirit of Christmas exhibition. This is a wonderful, beautiful Christmas exhibition that comes up in November, December. Runs for about 2.5-3 weeks. It's organised by the Clayshed team of volunteers. And it's the fundraiser as well for the Clay Creative Space. But it's also, just having some beautiful objects and art for at very, very affordable prices, starting from like $5 and up. And so at the moment we're calling out for all artisans, if they're wanting to be involved in the Spirit of Christmas sale,
and
to come along and, get an entry form in for us. Forms are due in by Thursday the 27th of October.
And will you be doing that Christmas cake thing again with it?
Yes, the lovely Wendy from the Lions, Raglan Lions, she always bakes a beautiful Christmas cake, and it's just ginormous, and it's amazing. So she's baking another one of those, so there'll be a raffle for that.
Okay, and Alive and Local, that's happening every month. Actually, theoretically, I'll be doing an interview about that, but do you know who's performing in October?
Yes, so that's the next one is Live and Local's on the 21st of October. This is our monthly Live and Local. We've got folk trio Dolly and the Hooves.
Okay.
Our singer-songwriter Ruth Power.
Oh, yes, yep. We just Ruth and her husband Kane have just put out a single with their band called Sideways. So they were in the studio last week.
Yeah. So there's Dolly and the Hooves, so Holly Dove, she's from, and Britta Hamill, she's on violin, and Rowan Brooks, he's on clarinet.
Okay.
And so they've got a whole lot of songs that they've got from all England and Scotland in their travels, and they've played together for about 10 years, doing ensembles of jazz and progressive and synth rock.
Cool, cool.
Ruth Power, she's the founder of Online Piano School. Picnic, so she's coming along. And then there's someone else yet to be confirmed, but I know Penny's working away on that. And be prepared for another really good Live and Local session. These ones always are fully booked, and it's a really good night.
Awesome. And I think the last thing I always check if there's any clay classes coming up, because people are always interested in those.
Yes, so we've got 6-week wheel workshop series with Sarah Bing starting on Mondays and the 7th of November. These are we can only take 8 people, so 8 students. These are awesome workshops if you're wanting to get into pottery. 6 weeks, runs every Monday, and then we've got another one for hand building clay sculpting. So that's with Merrin, and that starts on the 18th of October. Again, only 8 people. Students, so if you're interested in those workshops, get in touch with us and we can book you in.
Awesome. Okay, well that's good. And I think that's everything, is it, Jacqueline?
I think it is, Aaron, for the next couple of weeks. Oh, we've got Rennie Pearson as well. He's playing traditional Celtic music. He returns again on the 27th of October.
Right, okay. So there's lots happening. I remember last time I talked to you, you were really busy organising things, so this is the fruit of that labour?
Yes. Yeah, so, it's all October, November. It's really busy. And it seems odd talking about Spirit of Christmas show.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what, Christmas? Not ready for that yet. But it's just we're always planning things 2 or 3 months ahead of ourselves. So, calling out for those artists. So,
Brilliant. All right, Jacqueline, thank you for your time this morning. Well, it's now this afternoon now that we're finished.
So, you're welcome.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks maybe.